And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Alex Cumming, and you are more than welcome to this, the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am very excited with the music we have this week, and we're going to get started with a band that reformed last year for one special online performance. This is Bellahead from their album Reassembled. This is The March Past.
Thank you.
was the absolutely cracking Bellowhead there with March Past from their new album Reassembled, which was a cut from their live reunion show they did back in the end of last year. So yeah, welcome to this, the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO. My name is Alex Cumming. As you can hear, that lovely Russell back in the studio with this mask on and all sanitized and ready to give you an hour of absolutely cracking music. And we have an interview this week with the absolutely incredible Katie Rose Bennett, who has released a brand new album in the last week, and it is incredible, and I can't wait to share that interview and share some of her music with you. But we're going to crack on with some new music from an album. We've gone from England with Bellowhead. We're going to go up to Scotland now with the wonderful Kareen Polewart and Dave Milligan. They've released a brand new duo album. It's just mostly piano and vocals, and it is utterly gorgeous. The album is called Still As You're Sleeping, and this track is called Craggy Hill.
If you wear in your bed lying and thinking on dying, one sight of the bonny bang bangs your sorrows you'd give o'er. And if you were but 1 hour all in her shady bower, you'd think on death no more. So fare thee well, sweet Craigie Hill, where oftentimes I've roved in. I never thought in my childhood days I'd part you anymore. Now we're sailing promotion, and the bonny boats are sailing way down by Duren shore.
Settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star, and all of our remaining hours were bundled up tight, placing our arms. Someday we'll be older, our eyes may cry, be my former. Steal away, remember. At least we're all here together. Our way as a teacher, stumbling along, a little unrested. If only one lesson could reach her, she'll know our love could never be tested. Someday she'll be older, our eyes may cry, look what's me and my former. Steal away, remember. At least we're all here together. We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star.
That was the marvellous sound of Watch House, formerly known as Mandolin Orange. from Chapel Hill in North Carolina. That was their album they released a little while ago. Released in August, so not as quite as long ago as I thought. Absolutely cracking album. That was a track from the Watch House album called New Star. And now we're going to move on to some wonderful traditional music from the Boston area in the form of Jenna Moynihan and Mary Chambiel. And it is absolutely cracking. This is a track from their duo album, Steph's Red Shoes. And, I realise what I'm doing is I can't read Scottish Gaelic or Irish Gaelic at all well. So apologies if this goes wrong. Let's see you try again. Steph's Red Shoes and All Good Win True Me. Sadly, it's a set of tunes, so you will never know how it's supposed to be pronounced. But if you head to alexcummingmusic.com/ folk acoustic show, this show will be uploaded as a podcast later in the day, and you will see the full playlist there, and you'll definitely be able to see how it's spelt and maybe put it through Google Translate. Maybe that will do it. Anyway, here is the wonderful Jenna and Murray.
Yeah. soul. Oh, where are our dear fathers?
That was the incredible Bonnie Light Horseman. That is a super group as well. Bonnie Light Horseman is like the traditional folk band, including the trio of amazing people that you'll know the names of. Anise Mitchell, Eric D. Johnson, and Josk Kaufman. Absolutely amazing lineup of people and such a fantastic album. It's a self-titled album, Bonnie Light Horseman, but you should check it out. It's such a wonderful reimagining of a load of these traditional folk songs. All right, well, we have a interview with the wonderful Katie Rose Bennett coming right up, but first, a little PSA.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I tell you what, I need that PSA again next week so I can try and get down with the lingo of the kids, because that would be rad. Anyway, talking about rad, amazing singer-songwriter and friend Katie Rose Bennett has released an album recently, and it is absolutely incredible. And honestly, I can't wait for you to hear this interview. And what I can say now is the extended interview, which is about half hour long, will be available at alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow for a free download. And it's well worth it, because we also delve into the realms of mental health and music making and various other things. And it's fascinating. But to get us started with this excitement, from the brand new album by Katie Rose Bennett, Alone on a Hill, this is When the Wind Blows, the opening track to the album. Enjoy.
Sometimes when the wind blows, I open every window in the house so I can feel it on my skin. Cold air rushing in, old air flowing out. Sometimes when the wind blows, I open every window in the house so I can feel it on my skin. Cold air rushing in, old air flowing out. Sometimes when the wind blows, I open every window in the house so I can feel it on my skin. Cold air rushing in, old air flowing out. Sometimes when the wind blows, I open every window in the house so I can feel it on my skin. Cold air rushing in, old air flowing out. Sometimes when the wind blows, I open every window in the house so I can feel it on my skin. Cold air rushing in, old air flowing out.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Alex. It's nice to see you and hear you. How are you doing?
I am not doing too bad, thank you. I mean, we're recording this interview at 8 a.m. in the morning for me, but
You're over in England and it's a lovely 2 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Is it? Yes, I believe it is.
I mean, you're the one with the clock in front of you. You can see.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it is 1 o'clock.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Now, you've just released an incredible album, which is like nothing I've heard in a very good way, which is fantastic. It we'll talk about it a bit more in a minute. But I'm very interested to see kind of your journey towards this album. How did this whole music lark start for you? What kind of enticed you into the realm of songwriting? And
I mean, that's a big question.
It
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
I suppose I've always loved singing. It's just been something I've always done. I think my mum used to just sing around the house all the time as a child. And I used to find it quite annoying sometimes, but like, because she'd sing at all points. But I'm now very grateful that she did. And I've got 3 brothers, and we all used to sing together when we were kids. We used to fight a lot as well, but when we weren't fighting, we'd sing together.
That was very much like my family as well. We've made a lot of music together for my siblings. And then we'd fight, and then we'd play music, then we'd fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like kind of basically 2 modes of being.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and we used to sing lots of Beatles and things like that. And my dad had a great record collection of lots of 60s and 70s classic stuff, like Paul Simon and Beatles and Rolling Stones and bits and bobs like that. So, yeah, I think that was kind of my basis in music. And my dad also liked quite a lot of country music, like Patsy Cline and Katie Lang. Mm. And so they had big influences on me growing up. And my oldest brother is a songwriter as well. And I think he wrote songs. So I decided I wanted to write songs because he was writing songs. So I think that's probably what started it off when I was about, I don't know, 9 or 10 or something.
Obviously the last year and a half, 2 years has been a very different realm for any professional musician. But you managed to put together an incredible project during that time. It was your new album, Alone on a Hill. And it is beautiful. Like it's a cappella, it's all a cappella, there's no instruments involved. And what I really like about it is that you've managed to bring in that kind of that age old tradition of a cappella singing in traditional folk music. And there are parts of it that sound so of that kind of era of singing, and the chords and the way it's laid out is beautiful. Mm. But you've also managed to incorporate a lot of other techniques from other traditions of a cappella singing as well. Mm. So I guess my first question is on this. Was this something, a sort of album you were planning to do anyway? Or did lockdown kind of make you reevaluate what sort of things you were looking to do?
Well, firstly, thank you. I really appreciate you saying kind, nice things. In terms of why I did it, so it was not on my plan at all. I had a strategy for the year of 2020, all of which went out the window with the pandemic, as it did for so many people. And so just to kind of sideline, so one of my other jobs in life is running a community choir. I've run several choirs over the years, and I run a lovely natural voice community choir called Mosley Voices in Birmingham, and it's a really fantastic bunch of people. Before the pandemic, we had about 50 of us who meet every week, and I'd lead them singing songs. So that I've been doing that for maybe 15 years, and I love it. It's given me a lot of joy, and it's kind of a very much a community-based thing, and musical and all a cappella songs. And then I've also had, on the flip side, I've had my songwriting, which I've been doing for 20-something years, you know, and that's been going on. And before the pandemic, there were very much these two separate parts of my life. And when COVID struck and everything shut down, and there were these two bits of my life which I couldn't do because we couldn't do singing in person. We were trying to do it on Zoom, which was hard, but we kept something going, and I couldn't go and perform my songs. And I suddenly realized that I could synthesize these two aspects of my brain and my creative life of the a cappella and the songwriting. I don't know why, but I'd never put the two together. And so it was really a realization that, oh, I can put these all together, and I can apply my kind of folk tradition songwriting and song structures with a cappella techniques and a cappella music from all over the place, which I've sung for 15 odd years, and kind of like meld them together and take aspects from both. So that's kind of where it started. And I started making videos of, I actually started by making cover song videos of things like Lean On Me and I can't remember any of them now, but Lean On Me and Make Your Own Kind of Music and stuff like that. Nice. So really lovely songs, which I used to sing in my choir. I would make split screen a cappella videos at the beginning of the pandemic, as partly as a thing just to keep me busy. And then I started making my own songs, which are a cappella, but using a split screen to present them to people. And it kind of developed from there. And I got some funding from Arts Council England to develop this way of making music. And that was kind of the beginning of the album. And yeah, I recorded it all at this computer that I'm sat at the moment, which is just in the hallway in my house. And I had a microphone, had a few bits and bobs, nothing very expensive at all, and just recorded it on my computer and layered and layered up different numbers of voices. And the actual creative process of writing songs came from building up the layers of voices. So sometimes the songs wouldn't exist before, and I'd start with an idea and add to it. So it's quite a different songwriting process as well.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. And but then there's also songs which are more, they existed before and then I arranged them for a cappella voices, which, so there's a few different ways that songs were created for the album.
So I was wondering if you'd be able to introduce this track from the album. It's I Have a Song.
So I Have a Song is I wrote maybe three and a bit years ago, and it appeared on one of my previous albums, The Meantime, just me playing the guitar on it. But that was a very different vibe to the version on this album. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm really, it's the most multi-layered and complicated arrangement of the whole album. I think there's something like 42 voices at various points, and they're not all in at the same time, but there's lots of kind of vocal effects that go on throughout. And there's this 30-second section of the penultimate chorus, which is just the backing vocals on their own. I find it really enthralling and thrilling to, it's like, oh, I made this. There's something, the way all the voices interact and create the texture of the song and build up the intensity throughout the song. I'm really proud of this one. It's really delighted with it. And as a song, it's about not having your voice or feeling not heard or not listened to, and then finding your voice again, having not had it. So it's quite a kind of optimistic, hopeful song as well.
That's beautiful. I hope you all enjoy listening to this, and listen out for that bit near the end where it's just the backing vocals. I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining me, Katie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure here too.
Staring into nothing, blank space, blank face, living. Half living, caught in a net, I made myself. Dark matter stuck in my throat, pushing me down, down to the floor. My guitar locked in its case, untouched behind the door. But now I have a song in my mind, and it springs from a place I couldn't find. Oh, I was lost and undermined, but now the melody's in the dark, underground, deep enough, I went down to feel my way, to feel the heat of the magma under me, pressure building, cracking up, fire and water pushing through, all the trust turned to ash. Oh my demons, what did I do? But now I have a song in my mind, and it springs from a place I couldn't find. Oh, I was lost and in my mind, and it springs from a place I couldn't find. Oh, I was lost and undermined, but now the melodies are haunting me.
Wow, just amazing. That was the amazing Katie Rose Bennett with I Have a Song from her brand new album, Alone on a Hill. And thank you so much, Katie, for taking time to come and talk to me. You can hear the full extended interview, which touches around 25 minutes, by heading to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And that will be available to listen to later on today. And yeah, like I said earlier, do check out the extended interview. We go into some really interesting detail on songwriting and dealing with mental health and physical health conditions as well. And it's a really interesting talk. So yeah, check out alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And you can find out more about the fabulous Katie and the new album and where she will be playing by heading to katierosebennett.com. That's Katie, K-A-T-Y, Rose Bennett with two N's and two T's, .com. All right, we're going to move to some more new music as well. Released last week, the fabulous New England band Corner House released a brand new single called Kids Today. And they have a couple of shows coming up as well in the area coming up. So I will tell you more about that after we hear this radio edit of their new single, Kids Today.
Oh, these kids today, they are so much better at the things that we were good at when we were that age. All these kids today, you can whine all you want, you'll never get yourself to work it out that way. All these kids today, I've been doing it wrong, I've been drinking, I've been smoking, I have a meaningless job full time. I've been afraid of all them swamp rats, them house cats, them fruit bats in the attic in the 85, and I barely survived. Ain't it good to have a home to come home to? Ain't it good to have them loved ones who depend on you? Ain't it good to have a mother who's still alive and worries about the cussing and the songs you write? But all these kids today, they are so much better at the things that we were good at when we were that age. All these kids today, you can whine all you want, you'll never get yourself to work it out that way. All these kids today. Thank you. and some sweet cartoons. I'm tired of counting all my blessings in Congress and taxes and the differences between me and you. Honey, I'm old news. Ain't it good to have a home to come home to? Ain't it good to have them loved ones who depend on you? Ain't it good to have a mother who's still alive and worries about the cussing and the songs you write? Oh, these kids today, they are so much better at the things that we were could have when we were that age. Oh, these kids today, you can whine all you want, you'll never get yourself to work it out that way. Oh, these kids today, they are so much better at the things that we were good at when we were that age. Oh, these kids today, you can whine all you want, you'll never get yourself to work it out that way. Oh, these kids today, they are so much better at the things that we were good at when we were that age. Oh, these kids today.
Absolutely fantastic. Corner House there with Kids Today. And like I said, they're going to be doing a few. They're currently on tour, actually, which is utterly marvellous. And they'll be in our area of Greater Boston coming up Sunday. I believe they're performing at the on the Passim stage at the Harvard Square Oktoberfest. But then they will be back on October the 14th for their full show at Club Passim, which is in Harvard Square, a beautiful venue. And it will also be live streamed as well. And you can find out more about the Passim show by heading to passim.org. And yeah, do check out their Bandcamp as well. Like I said, all links to all artists are going to be available on the playlist, which will be at alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. And talking about shows coming up tomorrow, it is the return of Honk, which is an absolutely incredible festival. It's a festival of activist street bands. There's a ton of drumming and brass bands, and it is such a wonderful event. It's campaigning for good things, but also just lots of incredible live music. And I thought it's a little bit different this year. Normally they totally invade the area for 2 days. This year it's 1 day and they're not taking over the entirety of Davis Square. But they are performing in Davis Square in Somerville at various times through the day. And you can and lots of other places. They're heading to various places in Cambridge and Boston. I think they're also heading over to Roxbury as well. So do check out their website, honkfest.org. But they are starting and finishing the day at Seven Hills Park in Davis Square. With a lot of amazing music. And I'll play you a track from the final band of Honk this year, which will be What Cheer Brigade. And they have an absolutely fabulous album that were released in 2017 called You Can't See Inside of Me. From that album, this is Horodin Petronsidsa. See, I tried my best to pronounce it, but you know, there we go. But this is, yeah, Horodin Petronsidsa. We'll be right back.
is ocean bound, but I come from a landlocked town. No coastal caverns to be found among the plains and fens. But when the road takes me in reach of ocean waters that beseech me every time to scour the beach in search of hidden gems. Along the shore where it can be seen in frosty white, in blue and green, some days even aquamarine, all from the water thrown. Discarded shards of glassy wool were swept up in this waterfall, and now whose bodies so recall the stories of their own. All away, all away, I'm bound to follow oceans, I know no other way. All away, all away, and make me who I am today. And make me who I am today. Well, who amongst us can't relate to such an ordinary fate as living in a constant state of battling the tide? We started out a fragile shell that broke apart each time it fell, that you could see straight through as well and know what lay inside. Then traded days in pubs and bars for crashing waves beneath the stars and storms that gave us battle scars when best adventure beckoned. Who turned with currents, met with caves, and wandered lost among the waves, and managed to avoid our graves, but sometimes just by seconds. All away, all away, I'm bound to follow oceans, oh I know no other way. All away, all away, and make me who I am today. And make me who I am today. To those that understand, we all return back to the sand we were born from, but bear the brand of our suffering and our pleasure. Well, now I find the time and tides have worn my edges, smoothed my sides for tourists who come wandering by to mistake me for treasure. All away, all away, I'm no kind of opponent for the current or the sway. All away, that made me who I am today. All away, all away, I'm bound to follow oceans, Lord, I know no other way. All away, all away, and make me who I am today. And make me who I am today. And make me who I am today, and make me who I am today.
That was the absolutely incredible Grace Petrie, and they have a brand new album out called Connectivity, and it is absolutely cracking. So do go and check that out, brand new album out, Connectivity, from Grace Petrie. All right, well, we're almost approaching the end of the show. We've got a couple more tracks for you if I'm quick. Now, there's two birthdays coming up this weekend. One tomorrow, which is my dearest father, and one on Monday. It's a holiday weekend here in Massachusetts. It is my birthday, and so I'll finish with a treat, birthday treat for my dad, but I'm going to have a little birthday treat for myself right now. I very, very rarely play my own music here on the show. because I'm here to showcase other people's amazing talents. But as a birthday treat, I thought I would play you one of my bands, a band called Bellwether, which features Louise Bichon from the band Corner House you heard earlier, along with Eric McDonald from bands such as Cantrip. It's absolutely wonderful to get a chance to play with them. And this is from our EP we released last year. It's a lovely version of the song made famous by Dick Gochan. This is Both Sides of Tweeds by Bellwether.
What's the spring breathing jasmine and rose? What's the summer with all its gay train? What's the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain? Let the love of our land sacred rise to the love of our succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the senses can cheer, which corruption and bribery bind. No brightness the sun can eclipse, for honor's the sum of the mind. Let the love of our land sacred rise to the love of our people's friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Let virtue distinguish the brave, place riches in lowest degree. Think of them poorest can be a slave, them riches do dare to be free. Let the love of our land sacred rise to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. On both sides the Tweed.
Well, that's almost it for the show today. To finish up the show, don't forget you can keep listening here to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, lots of great music coming up. And you can also catch up with this very show at alexcummingmusic.com/ Folk Acoustic Show. Absolutely fantastic. And there'll be the full playlist available for you right there to listen to. To finish us off, for my darling father's birthday, we're going to finish with the Boston, Massachusetts Afro-Celtic funk band that is Solskja, with a great track from that album, Carry It On. This is Rhythms in the Melody. Until next time, see you next week at 1 p.m. Goodbye.